You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. First one to get through today is Ismail. Ismail, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're great.
Oh, God, we're having such a great day. The calls have been spectacular today.
Really so. Good, dude.
That is so awesome, don't... man. I tried to get in the first one, so.
Well, you made it. You're first.
You did it. What do you do, Ismail?
Well, I work for a bank, a credit union, actually, Canvas Credit Union. I'm the facilities coordinator. I go around fixing things for the branches and a home office as well. And, yeah, it's a pretty fun gig.
Well, that's good. It sounds like they need you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You sound very important.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. Whatever they need, you know, painting, you know, fixing wise, plumbing, electricity, all that.
You got it. They call you.
You sound like a valuable employee to me. That's a lesson that I've really tried getting across to my stepdaughter is one of the most important things you can do getting out into the world is make yourself valuable. Be
exactly.
valuable to an employer sure. and be valuable to a partner.
Yeah, I just bought a townhome like 2 months ago, so that's actually, you know, benefiting me as well. So when something goes on, you know, I can fix it myself.
Damn. That's right, man. Good for you.
You got mad skills. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Here's how it works. For those of you who are listening and you've never heard this game before, we're going to give Ismail a category, and then he will have 10 seconds. That's it. To rattle off five examples. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
10 seconds. Give me the names of five jewelry stores. Five jewelry stores. Ready and go.
Zales. Man, I just can't. I can't think of it.
Well, you got Zales.
Well,
Zales is, yeah.
That's it. We should hold on
There's
to this one.
Listen, you have been delightful to talk to. I hope you have a great day, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day as well. Keep doing what you guys do. You guys are awesome.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
You're
what
the best.
Good guy.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Good guy.
Here is Calista. Calista, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So glad morning. You called us. What is it that you do?
I'm an associate scientist at Mosaic Biosciences in Boulder.
Wow.
Did you say an associate scientist?
Yes. We develop and discover protein therapeutics. It's a lot of fun here.
Wow. I love protein therapeutics.
Do you need to work your way up from associate scientist to full-blown scientist? Is that like a step on the ladder? I'm ignorant about this.
That is totally correct, yeah. And now I'm at the very bottom of the totem pole.
What's it going to take to get you up and over to a real scientist?
Probably grad school, which is what I'm trying to do next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right. Good. Yeah.
You need
smart.
To go, you know, kind of buy your own microscope and Bunsen burners and everything. I mean...
White lab jacket.
I mean, yeah, we got all those tools here. It's a lot of fun. You get to dress up a little sometimes and, I don't know, do some experiments.
What a cool gig.
Good. I hope you get the word out and we have more young women who turn to the math and science fields.
Yes,
please get the word out.
That's right.
You're a great role model. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
10 seconds. You're good with science. Let's see how you are with language. In 10 seconds, I need five words. You might think this is hard, but it's really not. Five-letter words that begin with S-T, as in star, but I need five-letter words. Five-letter words that begin with S-T. Ready and go.
Star... Stems, stays, cells, and soaps.
Well, I think the bulk of those were four-letter words. Suns and
I
soap.
Made them
plural. I know, but suns is still S-U-N-S, and soap is O-S-O-A-P.
Or did she say soaps?
I said stars, cells, soaps. Sorry, I said star, and I said something
so
else,
four.
And I'm pretty sure it was a five-letter word, but I don't remember.
I don't think you got it. I lost track.
I don't think
These
so.
Are hard
yeah.
to keep track of.
I was writing them down, and I know suns was one of them, and that's only four. That was a tough one, I guess. But you know what? You're going to work your way up that ladder, and you're going to be a full-blown scientist before you know
it. Kick some butt, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for playing. Thanks for being a good sport. Alicia, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great today.
It's been a brilliant day. Nice. Thanks to all of the calls. What's your line of work, Alicia?
I'm a mom. I have four
Okay,
boys.
How many you got running around?
Four.
Four boys,
wow.
You said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of little men running around.
That's
a lot of tinkle that you got to clean up in the bathroom, I would imagine. We're working. Are we working on that?
Well, I think it's going to be my future for a while. We have an 18-month-old, and the 4-year-old is potty trained, but the 8 and the 10-year-old are still figuring it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets away from me every now and then.
So you got four boys, 10 and under.
Uh-huh.
Bless your heart.
Yep.
Bless your heart.
It's fun, though. It's fun. It's crazy and loud, but it's fun.
You're going to love it when they're older, too. You're going to have four boys looking after mom, you know?
Aww.
You're going to love it.
Well, actually, listen, let's just tell it like it is. You're going to have three boys looking after you, and there's always that one who's the goof off and the ne'er-do-well. I mean, it's just one of them will be.
You already
one
know.
One of them will make you pull your hair out. I mean, let's
One? Which one is going
to
be the weird
one? If you had to
one?
Guess.
It's the second.
The 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Can't trust him at all, huh?
He is a charmer. He is so good, though. And at school, he's perfect. It's just at home, which I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're
right.
Yep.
We'll keep him. We'll still keep
it's
him.
It's so funny. If you talk to any family that's got, especially like 3 or more kids, and you tell them what I just told you, like you have to, there's one of them who's going to be a headache for you your entire life. Every one of those parents can tell you which kid it is now, even if they're 4. They're like, it'll be this one.
Yeah. There's signs, little red flags.
They come with their own personalities. It's,
the truth. It's the truth, and they will never be like their siblings. I mean, their kids are completely different. They say that is that's a trait of evolution, that your kids are drastically different for evolutionary reasons. That way, if one of the traits, you know, is one that doesn't prolong the species, that you'll have another one that's got different traits. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. And it makes complete sense.
He is a leader in a lot of ways. So he could definitely prolong the species and lead a group of people.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, good luck.
You might be able to get this rattle-off category since you've got 4 little kids. I'm going to be a little disappointed in you, Alicia, if you don't.
Oh, no.
There's the pressure. Okay. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 5 different sauces you can dip your chicken nuggets into.
Oh, come on, Alicia.
5 different sauces.
The sky's the limit.
5 different sauces for your chicken nuggets. Ready and go.
Honey, ranch, sweet and sour, barbecue sauce, honey mustard.
That was 5.
Oh, good.
Well, now we have a question to go over because she said honey and then she said honey mustard.
Two different things.
Totally different.
All day long.
I've never heard of anybody dipping a chicken nugget into just honey.
Oh yeah, you get them at McDonald's.
Really?
Yes, that's that is my kid. That is their top, their top sauce.
Top sauce. You're a top sauce.
It's a top dip.
I've never dipped a chicken nugget into just honey. I guess because I've never gotten them at Mickey D's.
It'll change your life, man.
Well, you know what? That makes you a winner.
You know, they will be so proud of me. We listen to you every morning, and if they're late to school and you guys are early on Rattle Off, we hear Rattle Off. And then we play it at dinner all the time.
Although nice.
They talk about, it's always Minecraft or Mario topics. So, anyway,
now that's funny.
But anyway, I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, congrats.
You know what? I am thrilled for you. I couldn't be happier right now.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
Listen, if you will, you know, it's funny that you say you play this. I have not even brought this up with my partner, Jeremy, here, but I'm going to. One of these days I'll have to maybe do a video and show people the spiral notebook that I've got. It is a 120-sheet college-ruled little notebook, spiral notebook, right? Front and back of every page, every line is loaded with the categories that we have done for I don't even know how many years.
It's years and years of us coming up with stuff.
Yeah, all written down in the same, here, I'll hold it up to the microphone.
It's thick.
This same notebook. And eventually I'm going to get to the point where I have filled every line in this notebook. And then I thought what we might do is auction it off for charity or something.
Yeah, you could.
You know, so that people could play at home for years.
I hear the little monsters in the background right now.
he's the sweetest one. He's the good one.
Listen, if you will please stand by, Alicia, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
See you later.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Oh, cool. Good for her.
That was fun. Everyone else who's on hold, sorry, we got a winner. Try again tomorrow morning.